We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN, second half of the show getting underway now as we welcome back our friends from the Manhattan Parks and Rec Department. Typically, we speak to them on the first Monday of the month, but last Monday was a holiday observed. 4th of July was officially observed on Monday, so we pushed it back to today, and we've got in the first segment here with Parks and Rec, Wyatt Thompson, Assistant Director of Parks and Rec. Good morning, Wyatt.
Good morning, Brandon.
Always a pleasure to have you on. We got the monthly Parks and Rec Advisory Board, which will actually take place this evening, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was normally the first Monday of the month, just like our show here, but it was also pushed back due to the fourth holiday. So the Park and Rec Advisory Board will meet tonight at 4:30 in the City Commission Room at 1101 Points. The public is welcome to attend that meeting in person. Or they can tune in on Cox Cable Channel 3, and we'll also live stream it on our city website at cityofmhk.com/TV. So lots of ways to check out what the Park Board is doing tonight. We do have a couple of items to talk with the board about. First order of business will be election of officers. Every year, the board chooses a chair and a co-chair to lead the board for that next coming year. And so that will occur at tonight's meeting. And then the majority of the meeting will just be about some project updates that we have going on. We recently awarded a bid for the Clarenberg Trail at City Park. And this project will replace the narrow piece of sidewalk that's on the east side of the park from about Points to Osage Streets. And that'll become a multi-use path similar to the rest of the trail that goes around the perimeter of the park. So that'll be getting underway under construction here in the next couple of weeks or so. And then we've also at City Park, we've got a project out to bid right now for playground surfacing replacement. There at the playground at City Park, we're upgrading that surface to a turf surface like we have at Longs Park or Douglas Park or, you know, a variety of other playgrounds around the city. So that'll be a nice upgrade there.
All right. And some trail updates at Annenberg as well?
We do. Yeah. We're actually finally closing out or are getting ready to implement projects that were resultant from the 2018 Wildcat Creek flood. We've been working hand in hand with FEMA and the Kansas Department of Emergency Management for several years now to get this project underway. And so, you know, when Wildcat Creek floods, it comes through the park and it destroys the gravel parking lot. It destroys the gravel trail. All of that material ends up in Dishman Lake, which isn't good for the lake and the fish that we have there. And so there's a number of projects that will be happening. The first two will be to pave that parking lot south of Twin Oaks Complex, which will help us to organize it better, make it more efficient for more vehicles to be in there. We'll also have some opportunity for a bus or RV parking and some designated areas for those that are traveling in for tournaments. We'll also repair a few sections of trail and pave those with concrete so that they can handle that flood water if and when that occurs in the future. So those are the first two projects. Those projects have been bid and those will start here as soon as the tournament season is over, first part of August. And be completed this fall. And then we'll also be working on some projects to clear out Dishman Lake and get all of those, all that gravel and debris and everything that's been on the bottom of the lake for a couple years dredged out of there, get our depth back, create some better fish habitat, and get the lake cleaned up. So that'll be coming here hopefully later this year. And then our final project update will be on the Hayes Drive Trail. This is a new multi-use path that the city is looking at constructing on Hayes Drive between the Old Blue River Trail, which is just south of Casement, and then from there south to McCall Road. And so we'll present kind of a concept update to the board on how that project is coming along. That's a project that the community has asked for a number of years, and we think we have a strategy to hopefully make that happen.
All right. You know, getting back to Annenberg Park, that's probably my favorite from aesthetic view. I think it's one of the most beautiful parks we have here in the city. Is that one the most challenging, though, to maintain just because of its proximity to Wildcat Creek?
Well, the flood certainly makes it harder when the Wildcat Creek does come out of its banks. You know, fortunately, that hasn't happened here in a couple of years, but certainly when it does, you know, a majority of the park, you know, over half of the park can potentially be underwater, which certainly, you know, messes with gravel trails and parking lots, which we're trying to fix, but it also impacts our turf grass. You know, we had a lot of damage from 2018, and you know, some of the smaller things have been repaired, and you know, by staff. And it just these upcoming projects are pretty significant, and so it took some time to work through design and funding and everything else. But you know, it is one of our larger parks, and we do have a lot of. It's probably one of the busier parks as well, just with all the amenities that are there. So it does require a higher level of care than some of our smaller parks throughout the city, for sure.
All right. Well, we're also celebrating, it looks like, Parks and Rec Month here in the month of July. Tell us kind of what you guys are doing to recognize it.
Yeah, so every July, the National Recreation and Park Association puts together a program for Park and Rec Month, and it's you know, the Congress, U.S. Congress has recognized it, as well as the City Commission recognized it with a proclamation on July 6th. And our theme this year is our park and recreation story. And we know that coming out of the pandemic, you know, parks were very important to people. As we've reopened, you know, we're hearing that parks are very important to people, and our new recreation facilities, you know, are being used extensively. And so, you know, this is kind of an opportunity to one, to tell our story, but also to hear other people's stories about how Parks and Rec impacts their lives in a positive way. And so, you know, we have several activities that we're doing this month. You know, the first was the proclamation that happened last week. And so we're grateful to the commission and the mayor for recognizing the work that we do. But we also want to hear some stories from people. And so, if you have a story you'd like to tell us about how Park and Recreation has impacted your life through programs or activities or facilities, or, you know, any kind of way that you've been impacted positively by the work that we do, we'd love to hear that. You can email those stories to mhkprd@cityofmhk.com. And, you know, we may feature some of those on our Facebook page throughout the month, just to let our residents know that, hey, you know, the work that we're doing is helping people have fun, enjoy time with their family, get healthy, you know, whatever the case may be. So we'd love to hear those stories. We also have a photo scavenger hunt that we're doing right now. And so, you know, there's lots of opportunities to get out this month. We'd like you to, when you're out doing some activity or at one of our facilities or a program, you know, take a photo, snap a selfie at one of those different places. You know, Arts in the Park is a great one. Sunset Zoo, our rec centers, you know, when you're walking on a trail with your dog, take a photo, send us that photo. You'll be entered into a photo contest. We'll select a photo each week to feature on our Facebook page. And then the top three photos at the end of the month will receive a Park and Rec goodie bag. And so there'll be some prizes there for the best photos that are sent in to us. And you can send those to us at that same email with your stories, mhkprd@cityofmhk.com. And if you're needing some ideas for that scavenger hunt, we do have a calendar with 31 fun ideas for activities or places you can go every day this month. And that's on our website as well. And so, you know, every day you could do something fun, you know, by yourself or with your family or your friends. So all that information is available at mhkprd.com/PRM for Park Recreation Month. So those are some great, great ways you can celebrate with us.
That's pretty cool. You know, I was telling you here before we started the program, I've been utilizing the heck out of the Anthony Rec Center with my family. We go, I'd say multiple times per week, maybe three or four times a week, because it's right by our house. And you can play basketball, walk the walking track. My little one likes to play pickleball. So she's four, so she, you know, she plays pickleball to the best of her ability. But it's great, and I see it's filling up. There's been tournaments going on out there, and some evenings of the week. That's good to see.
Yeah, we've had a such tremendous response from the community with the opening of Anthony Rec Center. You know, we've had some volleyball leagues a couple nights a week, and that really drives a lot of traffic there. You know, we have certainly drop-in use, which is free for the community just to drop in and do any of those activities that you mentioned, walk on the track, basketball, volleyball, pickleball. You know, certain days we may have the batting cages down, or in certain times of year we may have artificial turf down for soccer or other turf kind of activities. USD 383 was able to host a few of their camps in our facility as well. You know, a lot of their schools are under construction right now with projects they've got going on, and so they were able to move some of their camps into our facility, which was a great opportunity for the public to get in and see the building and use the building that way. So so yeah, you know, come on down to the Anthony Rec Center whenever you can and check it out if you haven't already been there.
Do we have a anticipated opening date for Eisenhower yet? Do you know?
You know, we're working through the final punch list items up there. And so, you know, the construction is starting to wind down, and we're starting to ramp up in terms of moving in and getting furniture and everything set up. So that'll take about the next 30 days to do all that work. But we don't have an exact date, but I'm going to guess, you know, a weekend early in August. We want to get it open before school starts so that the public has a chance to get in there and see it. And then certainly once, you know, then we'll be open during school, you know, just like we are at Anthony in the summer.
Wonderful. Well, that's great. And of course the Douglas Center is nice as well. And that mural that we saw unveiled at Juneteenth has just been fantastic. I think something the community can be really proud of, those three rec centers here in our community. Wyatt, anything else?
I was just going to say, yeah, absolutely. You know, we do have, you know, we talk about the mural at Douglas Center a lot, and it's a fantastic piece of art for the community. I'd encourage people to get down there and check that out. We do also have some artwork in the Anthony Recreation Center, and we will have some at the Eisenhower Recreation Center as well that's specific to those locations. So lots of reasons to come visit the new rec centers. And while you're there, take a picture and send it in for the photo scavenger hunt, too.
Absolutely. Wyatt, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you so much, and good work this summer.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.
Stay tuned. We're going to continue in focus, and we'll talk with Brandon Sokol. We'll also get an update from Sydney Baker here as our conversation continues with Parks and Rec on KMAN.